That's just a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Well, that's always good when Connor is doing good.
Yeah.
Right? Right, doing well. It's Friday. That means Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams. How you doing, Sandy?
Well, I'm doing well.
Yeah. Okay. You're not doing good.
No. I'm sure. I'm trying to use adverbs.
Am I being improper? Oh, wow. Looks like you're gonna have to kick me off the show now.
You know. I was at the Brewer game yesterday afternoon, and it was a 1 o'clock game. They played the Los Angeles Dodgers, and must have been Senior's Day or something.
Right, because you were there, you mean?
A lot of seniors were there.
Ah.
But I would think that who else can go to a game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Except for maybe seniors, right? I mean, they're not a, you know.
They aren't marketing fools.
No, they must have it figured out. I guess when you're looking at, you got the hottest team and the best team in baseball, the Dodgers don't come here that often.
Wait, are the Dodgers the hottest and best team in baseball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Their record is... is something real crazy, like 84-31.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they are really one of the greatest, best teams in baseball. And they rarely come to Milwaukee. You know, they're every couple, 3 years or so.
Are they aren't the Brooklyn Dodgers anymore?
Are you serious?
No.
Come on.
No, I'm not serious.
So they came, and
most of the radio listeners wouldn't even know that they were ever
was Brooklyn Dodgers.
They were ever the Brooklyn Dodgers.
You know, so the Dodgers are in town. That is a great baseball team, and you know, you would think that there would be a sellout every one of those four games, but they had 38,000 people there yesterday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
That means they're marketing geniuses, Sandy, is the point, right?
Yeah.
Because if you don't figure out some kind of way to get those people in the stands on a Thursday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it was a great crowd. And more than anything else, Sandy, it was perfect weather.
And who won the game, just to show you that I don't follow?
Well, the Brewers won the game.
Uh-huh.
And so out of the four-game series, they split it down the middle. So, they split it down the middle.
Does Pee Wee Reese play for the... I just remember that name because what a great name. Pee Wee Reese. He was the shortstop for the Brooklyn Dodgers, I believe.
Hey, Sandy.
Yeah. I'll stop.
Pee Wee Reese. I know. So I remember... Tommy Lasorda.
Uh-huh.
You remember that guy?
Well, but he was a manager for the Yankees, but he was also, or the Dodgers.
Yes.
But did he play for the Dodgers?
No. But I just remember, you know, him always as a, well, the Dodgers had great Sandy Koufax.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Just one of the greatest pitchers of all time. Had a short career.
Well, he had arthritis in his throwing elbow, and he kept getting cortisone shots, and it began to, his elbow began to deteriorate from the cortisone shots, so he retired prematurely.
Yeah, he was actually one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And back in those days, so since I'm watching you know, the game, and I watched the Brewers. So their top pitcher, Corbin Burnes, was pitching. He's now 9-5. He won the game, and he has a 2.3 ERA, which is a great ERA in baseball. He's 9-5. He's pitched a lot of innings. But what I notice, and I've been noticing the difference in when you and I used to watch baseball, the pitchers would pitch however many innings it took.
Yeah.
They'd be on the mound in the 10th inning.
Sure. Warren Spahn won 26 games in one year season, and I think they were almost all of them complete games where he pitched all nine innings.
And Warren Spahn won 300 games. So those guys were horses back then, you know.
Well, they didn't try to throw, and none of them could throw.
Curveballs and split fingers.
None of them could throw 93 miles an hour and didn't do it repeatedly. I mean, Warren Spahn had a whole bunch of different pitches.
What they called junk,
yeah,
right?
None of them were very fast.
Well, you can look at a guy like Phil Niekro, who threw a knuckleball, one of the first guys to throw a knuckleball. And so you're watching.
He was the reason Bob Uecker was in the major leagues, because Bob Uecker's one thing he could do is he could catch a knuckleball pitcher.
Right. But people who don't know, the knuckleball might be going at 70 miles, 65 miles an hour.
Right, but it flopped around unpredictably.
So you got a guy. But they did have power pitchers. They had guys like
Ryan Duren. Remember him? Oh, you're looking. Ryan Duren pitched for the Yankees, but he was very, very nearsighted and wild. and people were afraid of him. His main weapon was that the batters were all afraid that he'd hit them with a 94 mile an hour pitch. His practice pitches before a guy stepped up were always like up into the screen.
well, that's just what you want as a guy who's got eyesight's not the greatest, and he can throw 94 miles an hour.
Yep.
But, you know, they had guys like, who's the guy for St. Louis Cardinals?
Are we talking about a pitcher here?
Yeah.
Gibson?
Bob Gibson. He could throw. What?
I'm just pointing at myself. I remember Bob. You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm not a baseball fan, and I pulled Bob Gibson out of an orifice.
Because Bob Gibson could throw it 90, 92, 95 miles an hour back then, uh-huh. And it'd be the 14th inning, and he'd still be out throwing. But those guys were just different. And so I was talking about Corbin Burnes. He pitches about 5.5 innings.
Well, they count
a game.
They count pitches. And
yeah,
something like 90 pitches, and then they come out of the game.
Yeah, and I guess it's the investment is what they're looking at. They're saying we're paying this guy all of his money. We don't want him injured, so we're going to control, how many pitches.
Well, I think with all the data they've got, they keep track of how fast that fastball is going and all the different information. So maybe it is that the batters have gotten better as well. But, baseball is data-driven now. And it's data-driven on how long pitchers pitch, I think, just as much as it is on who it is that is on the payroll.
Yeah, Sandy, the data clearly, it's what's going on. They've got a lot more guys whose job it is that's on the team in the dugout to do just that. Job is to track the pitches. What kind of pitches? Because some of those pitches that they throw put a lot of stress on the elbow. And what was the name of the surgery that they...
Tommy John.
Tommy John surgery. And so you're doing pretty good. I mean, I know what you got pretty good recall. And so the Tommy John.
Well, and it was named after the pitcher, Tommy John, on whom it was first done.
Yeah. And so now all these different things, and guys can blow their arms out you know, they throw these strange pitches, as you stated, that do all kind of stuff. They come at you like it's a fastball, and yet it's a fastball at 98 miles an hour, yet it's a
forkball?
Split-fingered or change-up, and it looks the same as the fastball, and the hitter's there standing, and the guy just threw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. He's got to get his bat started early, right? And then all of a sudden, the next pitch is 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it looks just like the 98 mile
an hour. Well, the other thing is that the batting averages in the major leagues have gone way down. So they don't worry that much about the batting average. They look at on-base average and all sorts of other information.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sandy, we're here talking about baseball. And I'll tell you something. I like watching the game of baseball. But sometimes,
You have to like peanuts.
Yeah. Well,
you have to like something else other than sports to really like baseball,
so,
I think.
So, now that you mention that, when you go to the games, that's why there are as many women in the stands as there are sometimes anything else. And you know why? There's entertainment at the baseball game. There's entertainment during the breaks. In between innings, they've got all this entertainment.
The sausage race.
Yeah. So the sausage race. When the sausage race comes.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts race.
Yeah, you know, and everybody stands up, and they've got their cameras, and they're filming, recording the sausage race.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't believe this, but
the fellow who heads the rowing program where I coach is getting married shortly. But his stag party involved him riding his bike out to the the field and running in the sausage race.
Right. Listen,
he was the bratwurst.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's Friday. That means Friday's with my co-host Sandy Williams. We'll get into some stuff. After the break. Be right back.